You're getting Dr. Ben Goldacre on again, the author of Bad Science, to talk about some of these snake oil salesmen out there.
That's right. And in this case, Steve, it's a chapter of his book that was delayed from being published in the first edition of his book because of a libel suit against him by Matthias Rath, who's a vitamin pill entrepreneur. He sued him and The Guardian for libel. And recently, Rath lost his case. It cost The Guardian $800,000 to defend this particular case. And what Dr. Goldacre has talked about, and the title of this particular chapter is called The Doctor Will Sue You Now. In this case, it has to do with South Africa and AIDS and HIV infection rates, and the fact that Rath and his foundation, through their influence and also on the South African government, resulted in the application of ideas that caused tremendous harm to the South African people. In fact, there was a delay in the rollout of antiretroviral medications, which have been demonstrated time and again to slow down the progression of the disease or even forestall the disease and prevent death and subsequent harm that results during the time someone has an HIV infection. And in fact, the studies that were done demonstrated that if the South African government and President Mbeki and his health minister, who claimed that potatoes, garlic, beetroot, and lemons were the way to treat HIV, which was also encouraged by Matthias Rath and his foundation, that had they actually done the treatments with the antiretroviral drugs, you would have had 171,000 new infections and 343,000 deaths prevented between 1999 and 2007, had they actually done what the science had said that they should do, as opposed to listening to someone who purported that using vitamins and eating garlic, beetroot, and potatoes would prevent these particular infections.
He totally won them over.
It was
like voodoo medicine.
That's right. He won them over. In fact, if you remember the AIDS conference in Toronto in 2006, the South African government's booth, the representation of what that country was doing to fight AIDS, had in its booth beetroots, garlic, lemons, and African potatoes as their contribution to the understanding of how you can fight HIV and AIDS, which horrified the conference. And in 2000 in Durban, when they had the HIV conference, Mbeki made some outlandish statements about HIV. And in fact, we'll get into as well, there is a group that finally forced the South African government to start using the various antiretroviral medications. It was called the Treatment Action Campaign. The gentleman who founded that was a person who had HIV, who refused to take the medications until the rest of his people could. He was even begged by Nelson Mandela to take the medications, and he refused to do that until the government instituted a program to provide care for their population.
Yeah.
And the Rath Foundation, in fact, one of the people from the Rath Foundation, took him to the World International Court and Tribunal to try to get him arrested for imposing antiretroviral medications on the population. So we're going to get into all that detail because this is an illustration of how alternative medicine, in this case, caused tremendous harm to people.
Okay, that's coming up on Sunday, House Call, 3 till 5, Sunday afternoon on 580 CFRA with Dr. Barry Dworkin. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too, Steve.